Indeed, it is a privilege to be here with you this morning. It's a special privilege to be introduced by a missionary nephew. Both Randy and Josh, we had served with their parents, and when they were little boys, could I add little naughty boys? No, I shouldn't say that, should I? In the north, and as well, we have attended here at Wilmelsdorf in times past when we had our NYP cabin weekend together on a regular basis, as well as most of you know, my involvement with Heralds of Hope now going on the 10-year term with Heralds of Hope, the International Radio and Bible Ministry based out of Breezewood, Pennsylvania. And so during the Sunday school hour, we'll be sharing a little bit of a report on Heralds of Hope. And also this morning we have with us one of our ministry partners from Ethiopia, Africa. So you will have the treat of hearing from Pastor Mula Jetta during the Sunday school time as well. I've also had the privilege for the last 14 years to have served on the D&I Mission Board. And as a result of that, I had developed a mission challenge message. And when Joshua asked me to share the message here this morning, he also indicated that this is the week for your vacation Bible school. And so with that all in mind, I have titled my message this morning, The Heart of the Gospel That We Proclaim, and a mission challenge for each one of us. God has called each one of us to be a missionary. It's not just the people that we, as D&I, send across the waters or across the pond that are to be missionaries. The heart of the gospel is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Notice the contrast in those words. The great and huge eternal contrast. All mankind will either perish forever or will enjoy the bliss of eternal life with our Jesus, our Savior and Lord. As 2 Corinthians 5, verses 10 and 11 state, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to what he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Yes, since we believe that all mankind has an eternal soul that will spend eternity either in the torment of hell or the bliss of eternal life. That should motivate us, should compel us, should urge us to faithfully do all that we can to share and proclaim the glorious message of salvation, the glorious message of forgiveness, and the glorious message of a living hope that we have as God's children. Yes, as the song says, rescue the perishing, care for the dying. Jesus is indeed merciful. Jesus will save. The mandate for Christian mission is the Great Commission in Matthew 28:18-20. Many of you have probably memorized these verses. But I will read them again here. Matthew 28:18-20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. So go ye therefore. The main 3 points that I have is that we are all called to be witnesses each and every day, right where we live, right where we move and have our being. Secondly, we are all called to pray. To pray the Lord of harvest to send forth reapers, to be intercessory prayers, to pray for the lost. And thirdly, we are called upon to give and support those who are in full-time ministry and so on. So first of all, we are called to be witnesses for Him in our everyday walk of life. This world is so dark, and so many are groping in the darkness and despair of sin. My wife and I moved to Harrisburg to be closer to our daughter and son-in-law, Rod and Krista Swartz, who have a ministry, a Spanish church plant there, on one of the worst streets in Harrisburg. And the other morning, we were awoke by a screaming lady going down the street early in the morning, screaming and crying out. So yes, there's a lot of people in this world today who are groping in the darkness and despair of sin. The world needs to see the glorious light and hope of the gospel in our daily lives and relationships. Vernon Street has changed since Rod and Krista's family moved there 7 years ago. Whenever we would go to visit them, it seems like there were police activity. There were 6 or 7 murders on their street that 1 year. Today, there hasn't been a murder since last fall, I believe. You don't hear gunshots nearly every day, not that often. One of the neighbors said, what Harrisburg needs is a family like you on each street. Our city would be so much better off. The neighbors express appreciation for our family and the ministry there and how it's changed the street, the whole environment. I'm not saying that to lift up ourselves or to them, but I'm saying that as a challenge to each one of us as God's children. We have the answers to the world's heart needs in Jesus, our Savior. It is up to us to, by our lives and by our lips, express and witness, be a witness to those who are in need of salvation. Not only in our good works, by practicing what we preach, that's important, that's crucial, but also by opening our mouths and by our lips, expressing our testimony of what Jesus means to us, what Jesus has done for us, and what Jesus wants to do for them. As the song says, so let our lives and lips express the holy gospel that we profess. So let our walk and virtue shine to prove the doctrine or what we believe, all divine. O tell to earth's remotest bound, in Christ we have redemption found. Ye are the light of the world. All these songs are pointing us to the calling of God upon each one of us to be His witness, to be His representative. And then also, as 1 Peter 3, verse 15 says, be ready always, not just sometimes, be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Are you and I always ready to give that word of testimony of what Jesus means to us and of why we have a living eternal hope, why we have joy amongst difficulties, why we have peace amidst turmoil, and why we have hope amidst the dark and dreary world that we live in. Remember the power of love and forgiveness in having our lives and lips express the witness of our heart, soul, forgiveness, and joy and peace in walking with God. Forgiveness is so important and so crucial. Just an example that I'd like to refer to on forgiveness is the Nickel Mines Amish school shooting a number of years ago and the powerful message that that sent far around the world about the Amish families who forgave the shooter and his family. If you'll remember, many people asked the question, how and why could these families who lost innocent children so cruelly and tragically, how could they actually say that they forgave the shooter? And not only say that they forgave the shooter, but they shared some of the thousands of dollars that they received from people around the world with the shooter's wife and children that he left behind. I would say that is following the example of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who when he was nailed to the cross, what were his words? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Today, when we see the breakdown in relationships around us and the tragic difficulties of many church splits and so on, I'm reminded of Jesus' words where he said, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if what? Ye have love one for another. By our lives and by our lips, by our relationships, let's express and be a witness to what Jesus has done for us and what he wants to do in healing and bringing healing and relationships in hearts and lives of people all around us that we face every day. Let's be an example of love and forgiveness, and by that being a powerful witness in our lives and in our lips. Yes, we need to open our mouths and share our testimony. Secondly, we are all called to pray. Prayer does change things. As the song says, it changes night to day. James 5:16 says, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You believe that? How effective and how fervent is your prayer life these days? Well, I would say that I hope that none of us are satisfied with our prayer life. I know I personally can grow, and I need to grow more to be more effective and more powerful in my prayer life. I have 3 points under the thought of prayer and the calling to be people of prayer as a witness for God's people. First of all, pray for the lost. Pray for those who haven't accepted Christ yet as their personal Savior, that they would repent and accept Christ as their personal Savior before it's too late. I trust that you have people, that you all have been praying effectively and fervently this last week, and will continue this coming week during the Vacation Bible School. Be praying for those who are leading out. Be praying for the teachers. Be praying for God to send the children here that he wants here, and be praying that their hearts will be open and receptive to hear the words of love expressed by the teachers and the staff, as well as God's word would plant a seed in their hearts and in their lives. And just to emphasize again the importance of the Vacation Bible School and your Sunday morning children's Sunday school ministry, I thank you as a congregation for your efforts in community outreach with your children's Sunday school and now this upcoming Vacation Bible School. My older sister was married 3 different times, and her second husband she had 2 boys with. He was a military man, and he was stationed in Germany for a while, and when he came back to Illinois, they were not church-going people, but there was a local church down from the where they lived that made contact with the family and took my nephew to church and then invited him to vacation Bible school. And as a result of that, he became a Christian and went through Christian college and is now serving the Lord through a ministry like Campus Crusade or something like that. All as a result of that church taking time to reach out to him in Sunday school and vacation Bible school. So pray that God would bring some child here this next week in vacation Bible school, that he has a call on their life that will respond to the seed of God's word being planted and the love of the teachers and the staff, that God can use them in a mighty way in the future sometime. All of us have either family, friends, co-workers, and neighbors who aren't saved and who need Jesus before it's too late. As we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, all will stand before God after death and answer to Him. And so we are called to pray for the lost people groups of the world as well, those in the 1040 window, where 97% of the 3 billion unreached people group of the world live. Indeed, these are staggering figures. We must pray for the Muslims of Bangladesh and Northern Africa, the Middle East, Turkey, Iraq, Egypt, and so on. We must pray for the Buddhists of Mongolia and Cambodia, Myanmar, Jordan and Syria, Muslims, and the places where Heralds of Hope broadcasts are going, in Afghanistan and Pakistan, and to the Hindu people of India and Nepal, and to the First Nations people and French people of Canada, to the Spanish people of Mexico and Central and South America. So there's always plenty to pray for as far as lost people of the world. So first of all, pray for the lost people. Secondly, pray for the Lord of harvest to send forth reapers. Yes, Jesus taught this twice in Luke chapter 10, verse 12, and Matthew chapter 9, verses 36 through 38. The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers into the harvest field. Lift up your eyes and see the fields of ripened grain, white and ready to harvest. It's so sad to see all the many positions in D&I that need to be filled and other Anabaptist missions. I pray that we don't pray that prayer of Lord of Harvest, send forth reapers, because we're afraid that God would then tap us on our shoulder and say, okay, I'll ask you to answer that prayer. May we faithfully pray for the Lord of Harvest to send forth reapers. Then thirdly, we are called to pray for our missionaries. They need faithful intercessors to help lift up their tired, battle-weary hands and to strengthen their feeble knees as they face the onslaughts of Satan and the power of Satan among the people groups that they are sharing the gospel with. I encourage you to sign up for the mission newsletters for the intercessor of D&I and the prayer bulletins of Heralds of Hope. And commit to pray. Take time out of your busy weekly schedule to intercede in behalf of the missionaries and those who are out serving in the fields of ripened grain. To pray faithfully this next week for the VBS leaders and teachers. Intercede. Lift them up to the throne of grace. Intercessory prayer reminds me of the Old Testament story of Moses and Israel in Exodus chapter 17, verse 12, where the Israelites were fighting the battle with the Amalekites. As long as Moses' hands were up, Israel was winning the war. But his hands got heavy, and they started to fall down. What happened? Aaron and Hur held up his hands. And so the Israelites won a powerful battle that day. Picture that in your mind as you intercede for the missionaries, that you are holding their hands up so that they can win the spiritual battles where God has called them to be a witness. Then the third and final part that we are called to be involved in as missionaries is to give sacrificially to support those who serve sacrificially. Remember that God's word says, God loves a cheerful giver. Are you and I cheerful givers? We are promised God's love as we give cheerfully. And I would like to simply read three different passages in Scripture that talk about our giving and supporting God's work. First of all, Malachi chapter 3, verses 8 through 12. Malachi chapter 3, verses 8 to 12. Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Notice both words. In tithes and offerings. Does God really call us to give 10%? And only 10%? Well, the tithe is 10%. What about this word, and offerings? Tithes and offerings. Verse 9, ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Then lest you say, well, that's just the Old Testament. I don't live in the Old Testament era. I live in the New Testament. I've been set free from the law of tithes and offerings. Well, let's turn to Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 to 21. Matthew 6, 19 to 21. Lay not up for yourselves treasure upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Lay not up. Where are we laying up our treasures? Remember, there's no U-Haul following any caskets to the graveyard. Where are we laying up our treasures? Thirdly, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 through 8. 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 8. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Do you believe that our God and Father is able to keep His promises? Do you believe that God is able to keep this promise that as we give cheerfully, that He is able to provide for us all grace, all sufficiency in all things? The blessing of generosity. I always said that, you know, I have served the Lord for 17 years in Canada, 3 years at Faith Builders, and had served on the D&I board, and now the last 10 years at Heralds of Hope. And my testimony is that God's scoop shovel is always bigger than mine. I haven't been able to outgive God. Why don't you try Him? I testify that God has provided for all our needs. Indeed, He has blessed us abundantly. Our house isn't paid for yet because we've been in mission work all the years. But God provided us with a house there in Harrisburg that we got cheap at tax auction and had to put a lot of money in it. But Lord willing, we should be able to pay it off in the next year or two. But God's scoop shovel has always been big. When we needed a vehicle, we needed a house, God has provided. God is faithful to His promises in His Word. So in conclusion, we are all called to be missionaries. First of all, to be witnesses by letting our light shine and having a ready answer. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Every day in our walk of life, have that ready answer. Testify of what Jesus has done for you. Secondly, pray for the lost. Take time for your prayer list for those who are lost. Secondly, pray for reapers in the ripe fields of harvest. And thirdly, pray as intercessors for the missions and missionaries that are out there on the front lines. And I might add, I would include the pastors and the leaders of the church, the Sunday school teachers, and everyone to weekly be in faithful prayer and lifting them up as well as a faithful intercessor. That will determine the success and the future of Womelsdorf Mennonite Church. Whether you have effective intercessors praying for the pastors and leadership and those involved in ministry here at the church in that way. And then thirdly, to give sacrificially to those missions and missionaries serving sacrificially. Yes, I pray God's blessing on each one of you here at Womelsdorf. As Randy shared, God has called us to step in as overseer of Womelsdorf here and Family Harvest, Living Hope in Lansdale, Pennsylvania area. And New Covenant in Lititz. I fought that, as Randy And the leadership team here could share with you why when Jay asked me the first time, I said, no, I'm too busy. I don't have time. Also, I didn't really feel qualified. But I woke up one morning several weeks later with the song, Yes, Lord, Yes. I will say yes, Lord, to your will and to your way. My wife had encouraged me in the process from the beginning. When Jay first asked me, I said, I'll pray about it for a week, but I knew what the answer would be because my wife has been encouraging me to slow down, not take more responsibility. I knew as soon as I'd ask my wife, she'd say, well, of course not. But you know what she did? She said, yes, I think this is something that God would call us to. And I still told Jay no, because I'm too busy. But then God spoke to my heart and said, Bob, haven't I led you in all of your life? When have I called you to something that you felt qualified to? Well, as the saying says, God doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the called. And so by God's mercy and grace and His promises and your faithful prayers for Don and I, we will endeavor to be the overseers that God has called us to be. We covet an interest in your prayers, and we want to be faithful in praying for you all and the church and ministry and outreach here at Wilmersdorf. Let's pray. Father God, we acknowledge you as our God, as our Father, as on the throne and in control. We honor and glorify and praise and worship you for who you are, for all that you've done for each one of us. And God, you have not only saved us and empowered us with your presence and the Holy Spirit, you've blessed us with your word and the many promises of your word, but you've also called each one of us to not be like the Dead Sea without an outlet, but to be a vessel fit for the Master's use. To be people of God who love you and love mankind, as the two greatest commandments are, who are a faithful witness, who are a vessel that you can use to share your love and mercy, as you've given us the answer to life and all those around us who are so hopeless and in despair, in the darkness and imprisonment of sin. Oh God, through your Holy Spirit, use each one of us to be that light and witness, to share by our lives and by our lips the hope and power of salvation. God, I pray an anointing and blessing upon the leadership of this congregation, upon Brother Randy, Brother Joshua, Brother Durbin, Brother Trulin, and their marriages and their family life, their parenting, and their calling to prepare messages. God, may your anointing rest upon them. And for each one in the congregation, that they would faithfully do their part in praying and supporting and encouraging and being willing to get involved in the ministry in any way that they can. And we pray especially for the Vacation Bible School this coming week. Father God, in your mercy, would you work it out to bring the children here that you would have here? And might you bless each staff member and leader and teacher and person that's involved with the love of Jesus and the words of Jesus. Give them divine moments of speaking truth and sharing love in the hearts and lives of these children that need to hear about you. and your love for them and your call on their lives. God, we pray that the seed as it goes forth would bear fruit, would fall on good soil, and that your name would be honored and glorified and you would do a mighty work. God, may there be a revival in each of our hearts to be faithful and true to you in these last days. And may empower us again, each one, to be that witness for you. And we thank you for what you have done, for what you are doing, and for what you're going to do. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.